One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
I'm fed up.
Dude, what is that guy's problem?
Why can't people just?
No one cares.
I'll do me and you do you and go and die.
When will all this change, dude?
The Frustrations Podcast.
Can't believe we're doing this again.
Hi guys, thank you for tuning in and welcome once again to the Frustrations Podcast with
Krithar Srinivasan.
And me, Rupen Paul.
Now, what if people think I'm Krithar Srinivasan? But I am.
Oh, what a douche. For those of you listening, this is the second time we're recording this podcast.
Yeah, and we tried to repeat whatever happened in the last episode.
Yeah, that's the worst. The worst thing to do is fake that spontaneity.
Correct. Rupen forgot to hit record.
Yeah, after running a podcast for 2 years.
It happens, Rupen Paul. It happens.
Yes, but so we are talking.
What is happening?
About the thing that is on our mind for this week's podcast
is
relatives.
Oh my God, it got me by surprise. Totally.
Yeah, man. I think, in a way, we both share, like, the reason why this podcast is nice to do is because we both are like the same, because
somewhat
you're an outsider to the family because you didn't do everything that your family did, right?
Correct.
Like, didn't do engineering, didn't do an MBA. Didn't get married below the age of 27.
That's right.
Right. And I'm pretty much the same thing as well. Like, they wanted me to do engineering. I said, no, I'm not going to do engineering. Hmm. And like, I think I'm almost the oldest to get married among the dudes.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Killing it.
Yeah.
Rebel.
Yeah. Among the oldest, I would say.
Yeah.
So, but this is a very interesting thing because I think this is a thing that a lot of people have in India. Like, a lot of people have three plans. They have their plan. They have their parents' plan, and then they have the ultimate mother of all plans, the relatives' plan.
Oh, the relatives' plans. Just the best.
Yeah. So when was the last time some relative of yours tried to talk you out of doing something?
Oh, it's been a while. Right now, they can't do it because now I've already set my career goals aside. Like, they're already in check now. Like, I am going to do this. I'm not going to do a office job. I am not going to move to the USA with like all my cousins or UK like all my cousins. I'm not going to do any of that. So now nobody tries. Like, now it's reached a point where they're like, oh, that's Krithar. That's what Krithar does.
Krithar. They kind of accepted you for who you are.
Yeah. The odd sheep of the family.
Yeah.
It's damn nice. It's a good feeling. Good place to be in.
Right. But when people try to talk you out of it, like, is it mostly like a cousin or is it like elder?
It's never a cousin, Rupen. Yeah. You also know that.
Yeah, it's never a cousin.
Yeah. It's always one of those uncles who are like, so I think I have done nothing in life. So let me like try to influence other people.
Let me try and give you my fears as well.
Yeah. Here are my fears. Yeah.
No, that has happened. I remember some like a relative of mine telling me a long time ago, this is hilarious, dude. This is hilarious. I wanted to do like some research. Okay, and that was what like my career was supposed to be. I was supposed to do some science research. Like, don't do science research. It's filled with Brahmins. No, no one can say that's racist.
Yeah.
Because that's a compliment. Like, you guys are smart.
Yeah.
when like an elder says like, I've seen the world, it's never like, I've seen the world and it's full of opportunities. it's always, I've seen the world and it sucks.
Yeah. So please.
It's really bad. It's dismal.
Use this tried and tested formula and pakka it'll work.
Yeah. And follow the crowd.
Yes.
Yeah. That I you know what like really pissed me off? I remember like, this is the time I think when I didn't want to do engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my parents like, this is not something I'm going to do. I'm not going to be happy at this. And they used like a variety of sources to talk me out of it, right? Because they already
so
tried.
Cool.
Yeah. And like, the worst, like, I don't mind.
It's so cool that they went that far to try.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Because they really wanted me to do it. And it's because I think I was not horrible at academics.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
A lot of people should have gone out of their way to stop me from doing engineering. so I don't drop out after 3 years.
Yeah. But I think the worst thing is, you know, when parents, like, it really sucks. There's always one uncle or aunt in the elder generation, in any family, that you feel really relates to you.
Right. And you really like their opinion.
You really like their opinion because they're superbly chill. Like, they have the thing to, like, you know, know what it is to be a young person in your day and time, and they don't treat you like you're a kid, right? They treat you as someone who's an equal, and they always say like, hey, that's really cool. And then the worst thing is to be that person, because then your parents will be like, hey, why don't you talk to him?
And it's against that person's morals.
Yeah. And he still has to be part of the family. She has to be part of the family. So she'll have to call and be like, "But why don't you do this as well?
Yeah, your mom was saying.
Yeah.
That's a sad place to be in.
Well, I think that's the cool. I mean, you're supposed to be talking about like frustrating relatives. Like, I think that's the coolest relative to be. A relative who's an elder, right? But who also knows, who sees things from your perspective.
Right.
That's, I think, pretty cool.
That's a good elder to have.
That's a great elder to have.
Yeah,
right?
That's a weird relative. Like, everybody wants to hang out with that relative. But like, that relative has... only able to hang out with a few people, you know.
Yeah.
Only limited access to that person.
Yeah, I think like this whole thing of having family, like especially relatives, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think like, you know, the reason why we have such a thing as family functions in India,
right,
is mainly, especially in India, is mainly because our concept of family is a little bit different.
It's a very big, very, very big culture, family.
Yeah.
Like, from what I have understood, in the West, cousins are not as close as Indian cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Indian cousins, for some reason, are just like, oh, look at me, we are best friends. My best friend is my cousin. Some people marry their cousins. Like,
no bigger proof. Yeah. That cousins love each other.
Cousins love each other, and how in this country, right? Oh. Yeah, so we are very close-knit as a family, culture, value, morals. All of those words are thrown around a lot in our country. That's why. Also, they need, like, I think it's almost like we first make friends with our families.
Yes.
And then we make friends with friends.
Hmm.
Like, family circles are always first. We also had the history of joint families.
Yes. I don't think you had a joint, you stayed in a joint family, right?
No, my family is very disoriented. Like, it's just all over the place. Everybody fled from South India and went to North India. Like,
right, okay.
We were the opposite of immigrant workers. Like,
Yeah. But I think this whole thing of, you know, relatives, and we have family and we have relatives, right? Like, family, I think, would be like our close cousins and uncles, aunts, but they're also relatives, dude. Yeah. Like, and I think
I hate it when some people call it relations.
Relations. Where relations. Are you going? My relations are coming home. I need to go back home. Speaking of which, I hate when, you know, family is okay, dude, because you always are in touch with them, but relatives are people who are just entitled to like spending time in your house or like, you know, just being there with you.
Right. Like, they're like, nothing to do today. Let's go bother those people that we are distantly related to for some reason.
Let's go and see them, yeah. And I hear when people come in unannounced, I don't know. It's
I don't have too many of those.
Lucky, dude.
But I've heard horror stories.
I don't have too many of that as well. But the thing is, like, I don't know. The thing with the word relative is, like, I don't mind family. Family is cool, but relative, I am not cool with any relative. Because relatives are so entitled. Right. If you notice a relative, like the way they coin that word relative is like, you know, hey, why aren't you coming and picking me up from the airport? After all, I'm your relative.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels like we are bonded by this
blood,
bound by this some relationship that happened. And you're like, hey, now I'm trying to juice it in for a favor. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
What would you? But would you, if a relations come home, and unannounced, like, and you're like the alpha of the house, like it's your house. I'm not talking your parents' house. It's your house, and some distant relative just comes home. You'll tell them to leave, yeah.
You're very cute, dude. Like, you think, like, you know, in the concept of Indian relatives coming home, there's a concept of alpha. There's no alpha and all, dude.
Yeah, like, so I'm like, okay, it's you. Okay,
alpha is what? Family honor. That is what alpha
that
is.
Alpha. Yeah, but will you be able to send them back?
You can't, dude.
You can't, because it's a domino effect after that. That's what relatives are.
It's all, I learned this, when you want to be an asshole in the beginning. That's
set your impressions right.
Set your impression right.
See, that's what I did. I didn't, not with asshole, but like.
With like carry on all that,
right? Yeah. And just like, I'm a recluse. That's what this guy is.
Yeah, dude, it's way better than,
hope only this fellow.
You know, what you did is actually correct. Like, actually, you're going to make your family happier than someone who didn't know what they wanted to do and then did something for the parents and then left their marriage and left their family just to do what they want.
Like, when I put up a YouTube video, everybody was damn impressed. Anybody can put up a video on YouTube, you know? Like, it's a free platform. They're like, did you see Krithath is now on YouTube? I'm like, that's right. Krithath is on YouTube.
But I think it comes in, like, whatever you're trying to do, right? It's a very interesting position because you don't have to contribute much to the family. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you're just there as part of the family just to make everyone happy. That's the only thing that you can
do. That's all I'm there
for. You can't do anything. You can't take care of anyone. You can't give anyone
like
shit.
When we all go to these reunions. We should get to that. When we go to like reunions and like everybody's fighting for the bill, I don't even try.
Oh, that's the best. I'm guessing you're not the eldest in any side.
No.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I'm not the eldest. Neither am I like, you know, he works in the USA. I'm not that old. So.
You're not the example cousin.
I'm not. I'm like the cousin everybody wants to take care of. And I'm very happy with that.
Okay. But are you the youngest?
No, I'm not the youngest either.
There are cousins who are way younger than you.
Yes, okay. And I buy the bill. I mean, I take the bill then.
Yeah, or else you're a douchebag. Like, imagine you go out to the guy who's 18, your cousin who's 18 year old, and be like, hey, why don't you get the bill today?
Yeah, come on, go for it. Yeah. Help and out.
No, it's got to be, I don't know, man. It's got to be difficult being like being an elder cousin as well. Mm. Especially when your family is really close in it. Because I have the same thing. I'm in one place, I'm the youngest.
Yeah.
And in one place, I'm the second eldest, right? And the place where I'm the second eldest is really hard. Because like I have cousins who are looking up to me. Like whatever I can do, they also can do.
Imagine if they waver off their career paths and they're like, it's all because of you. Do you have this weird relationship dynamics in your house where some generation had so many kids that you have uncles who are younger than you?
No, I don't have it, man. Luckily.
Oh, I have one of those, dude.
So you have uncles who are younger? I actually do.
I have aunts who are younger than me and like...
Yeah.
I have like... Yeah, that's there.
Oh, yeah. That's very weird. Yeah.
It's always fun when you meet in family gatherings and explain the family tree to the kids.
Yeah. And every time you do that, that's a joke that never gets old. You'll be like, actually, I'm your uncle.
I'm not your cousin, okay?
There are some family jokes that just always stay in the family, dude.
Yes.
Yeah, like if like for example, this is a common one. Every time you meet a relative, especially at what are the occasions you meet relatives? About like I'm saying, family you meet at like weddings and all that, mm-hmm. but like relatives you meet at like you know like weddings and funerals. Mm. Period. What else?
That's it. Weddings and funerals.
Weddings and funerals, right? You meet relatives only over there.
Naming ceremony.
Yeah, and they always have like some standard jokes, which is always there, like
which you can see coming from a mile away.
Which you can see coming from
also. It sucks
away.
That you're a comedian, that they'll be like, hey, come, I will tell you what I have.
Yeah, that's there. And the worst thing is, like, see, this is like August 15th is a holiday, which is a holiday for everyone, regardless of religion, right? So even like you know, inevitably there would be some engagement or wedding on that day,
correct.
Right? And there'd always be an uncle be like, what, pa, you lost your freedom on Independence Day. Like from how far away we can see that.
We saw it in the last wedding. What is a good reason for family gathering? But like, no good reason.
Family gatherings, everyone's free at the same time, dude. Like, I don't know. Family gatherings are okay. Like, but like relative gatherings, there shouldn't be a reason.
Hmm. We should reduce the number of celebrations we have as a family.
Yeah, especially where other relatives are invited.
Yeah.
And especially, I don't like faraway relatives. Faraway relatives, there's no point of being a faraway relative.
Mm.
At some point, you got to understand, like, yeah. Like, how long will you constantly keep crashing a party?
That is true.
A faraway relative has made a career of just crashing parties.
Like, you only hear from them when it's wedding times.
You only see them. You don't even hear from them.
Yeah, you only see them. I think that's my theory of old people.
Mm-hmm.
I think old people want us to get married, so they have something to do.
But by you mean old, you mean like how old?
Like I'm like really old, like grandparents.
Like past 80.
Past, yeah, 70.
Past 70.
70, yeah. I think the only reason they wanted to get married is so they have something to do.
Hmm. Yeah.
They are like, oh, we're stuck at home. Why don't you get married? That's what it feels like. I'm like, do you want me to be happy? That's why you want to get married? No, no.
It's all very selfish.
Next Independence Day, I have a joke ready. So.
Yeah, it's also when like a lot of old people who are not like your grandparents, and like I've seen this in my sister, like if they're married or something, right? Like a lot of people be like, so why don't you produce a few children for us?
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Yeah, like, cool. I'll just have like an entire huge investment in something.
Yeah, based on your opinion. Child,
just based on your boredom levels.
I'd have to tell you one insane thing that my parents told me, right? I don't know. Did we speak about this already in a different episode? It feels like, I don't know, me and Rupen talk so much. I don't know if it was on podcast, off podcast.
Yep.
My dad told me, like, I want you to live long. I mean, I want you to get married and have kids really soon so that by the time I'm 80, I can meet them. Otherwise, if it's too late, I might not be here to see your kids. So I told him, you should go for a walk. take your medicines on time. Do that stuff. Just so you can live long enough to see it.
Yeah.
I found my ways around relatives and parents, man.
Yeah.
I think I mastered this.
Yeah, I think it's a very precious skill in India, like to master. You should be able to, I think the first thing is you should be able to say no to relatives, dude. Like that, it's really important at some point because that can get really heavy on your set of responsibilities, which is not even responsibilities. Like going for someone's 25th wedding anniversary is not even a responsibility that should be a part of your life, dude. Yeah. I'm not saying like someone close to you. First of all, I don't believe everyone should have 25, should celebrate 25 years of being married.
They're like, achievement, fuck yeah.
What?
We made it 25 years without killing each other.
Can you spot this weird thing when you look at a family who's like an old family?
And that day, they're very romantic, huh, by the way.
And said, now you're going to kiss the
bride. You're going to hug and kiss and do one more photo, recreate history.
Why is everyone kissing? They obviously had sex so many times and had so many children.
They have evidence. Who's running around doing engineering?
But I think like, see, can you ever look at a family and you look at a husband and wife who's like senior in their marriage or family or years together and you can be like, this marriage died a long time ago.
Yeah. Now they're roommates.
Yeah.
Now they're flatmates.
And that's a good case.
Whoever pet together, like their child.
Yeah. Yeah, so they constantly had to make calls to that kid. And that kid's keeping like the entire thing.
Yeah, keeping the ship afloat.
Yep.
Yes, that is so true.
Cool. But, have you covered, is there anything else that we had to talk about?
Yes. What do you have? You have relatives abroad?
Do I have relatives abroad? I have, no, except for my sister, luckily, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, quite a...
So, quite unambitious. Say it, man. Say it. Because it's just...
I was going to say patriotic, but...
No, actually, we do have relatives abroad. Sorry, I do have relatives abroad.
Yeah.
No, I have cousins abroad. I have a cousin abroad.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I have to just go through it right now as I'm talking. And then I have my sister who's abroad. And that's pretty much it. Everyone else is in India, dude.
Yeah, very... Atmanirbhar Bharat.
No, we are talking about leaving every day.
Oh, then okay.
For the last 40 years.
Yeah. Well, like, a lot of my relatives left, right? And then they all came back. And now they're like, ooh, this country is so bad. Roads not good. Education not nice. I'm like, hey, go back then.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't deal with those relatives, man. Who are all sitting abroad, but they're like, India's in a very bad state. I'm like, who told you to fuck off then? Like, come be in this bad state and be part of our complaints. That's...
But that's actually like something I cannot stand at all.
What?
At any level. Like an Indian going abroad, coming to India and then shitting on it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, dude, we...
You lost your right.
Yeah, you lost your right. Like you left. Like you should just not come back then.
Don't come back and be like, oh, this stinks over here. I'm like, that's why you should have stayed there. What happened? No H-1B anymore.
And there's no reason. Harder. And you think about it, there's no reason for them to come back. There's no reason. Tell me a reason. Just give me any reason. What is the biggest reason?
H-1B expiring.
Apart from that.
No reason.
Yeah.
Just stay
if
there.
They say we are missing family. So then why did you leave?
Why did you leave in the first place?
Yeah.
Exactly. Good argument, Ruben Paul.
Okay. So anyone... So the consensus of this entire podcast is if you are relatives who are abroad...
Yes. Just stay there. It's
stay
okay.
There. Yeah.
It's nice. To. Lesser
do
people.
Skype call.
Jaga is not there in India anyways. Oh my God. Good fun.
Good fun. All right.
See
we'll see you
there.
Guys in the next episode.
1 week. Bye-bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.